my butt, I scooted down the stairs of my apartment building. I could not bear any weight on my right leg, and I had to get to Midtown. I used the walls to help me stand to exit the building. I winced. Oh my God, I was in agony. Fucking car. Gripping the door and not wanting to let go of its sturdy frame, I stepped out of my front door and it was a Christmas miracle! My Uber was right there. I opened the door and tried to sit down. Oh, it was excruciating to sit with my legs bent. I looked toward my driver. Would you mind moving this seat forward? Sorry to be a pain.
Sure, no problem.
At the next light, he adjusted the chair, allowing me to straighten my leg a fraction more. Oh, I clenched my teeth to refrain from crying out in pain as I did so.
Do you mind me asking what happened?
I was hit by a car, I said, staring at my knee. I could see that my kneecap was sideways. The skin and muscles around it made my leg look like it belonged to a chubby baby. It was fucked. But I'm okay. I was lucky. Not sure if I was trying to convince myself or the driver. We reached my destination, and the driver got out of the car to help me out.
You sure you'll be okay?
I clutched onto the railing outside of the building. I'll be fine. Thanks. I waited for him to drive away so that he wouldn't witness my attempt to make it inside the building. Once he was gone, I began to venture inside. Ah! It really fucking hurt. This building was huge. I desperately clung onto its walls and, after what felt like forever, made it to the end of the corridor. I approached a lady who was sitting behind a desk. Hi! I'm checking in for the 1:10 appointment, Holly Hudson. I was praying she couldn't see that my eyes were watering.
Have a seat, you'll be called in shortly.
I gritted my teeth and made it to a chair. I felt like everyone in the waiting room was watching me. Maybe they thought I had piles. Just as I sat down...
Holly Hudson?
Yes, here. I used the back of the chair to stand up and proceeded to slowly walk into the room, grasping onto a wall or whatever the fuck I could hold onto to stop myself from face planting. I didn't want to mess up my lipstick. I made it to the room.
Hi, Holly, I'm Jill. How you doing today?
Great, just great. Happy to be here. I was still holding onto the wall.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be. I lied. Jill nodded at me, giving me the signal.
Holly Hudson auditioning for the role of sexy tourist girl.
I had to let go of the wall. I couldn't help but sway side to side. The swaying like a slosh sailor caused me so much pain that tears rolled freely down my face even though I was trying to grin and bear it. I was coming across as an extremely emotional actress with a drink problem. I could tell.
Holly, are you sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just dislocated my knee, that's all. Just a little dislocation. Knee is crooked, wonky. It's, wonky. But I'm good to go. I didn't even believe myself.
Okay, let's go for a quick take then.
Jill rolled the camera, and I tried to play the part of sexy tourist girl. I continued to wibble wobble, side to side. The camera was getting big blonde blancmange, and it was most definitely zoomed in enough to see that snot was now bubbling out of my nose like a witch's cauldron. But still, I was determined to do a good job. This was my first big TV show audition. After my not sexy in any way whatsoever audition take, Jill just looked me up and down.
I think you should go to the hospital.
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for calling me in. Really appreciate the opportunity. I used the walls to yet again help me exit the room. The truth was, I couldn't go to the hospital. I didn't have health insurance. My benefits ended when I terminated my position as Tara's assistant. And I was a pending residency status, so therefore I wasn't eligible for Medicaid. Oh, I really miss the NHS. Obviously, I didn't book the gig. Shocker. I'm sure they needed someone who could, you know, stand. La, 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 la. For the first time, I realized I was living in a real rat race. Maybe there was no winning. Maybe the city always won. The pain I was feeling turned from frustration to anger. I hated not being able to do shit. I knew it was time to reach out to my friends and ask for help. Luckily, one of my besties, Kelly, was a nurse. It was time to stop being so fucking independent and admit that I needed someone else to help me. Hey you, how are you? So, I got hit by a car. Anyway, you can pop by after work? ! My phone vibrated a second or two later, causing Geronimo to leap off the couch. That was fast. It wasn't Kelly. It was Lewis.
Check your email.
What the fuck? I quickly opened my emails on my phone. Nothing. I scrolled through spam and there it was. An email from Lewis. I opened it. It was a return ticket to Las Vegas!
Hope you can make it. Thought we'd go to one of my favorite cities. L. Smiley face emoji.
Oh my god! I stared in disbelief. I had never been to Vegas before and always wanted to go to the home of Thunder Down Under and sometimes Celine Dion. Just as I was trying to wrap my head around the surprise getaway, my phone started to ring. It was Kelly.
Hi, what happened? Are you okay?
She always sounded chilled out, but I could tell underneath her breezy vibe she was a little worried.
Oh my god, I have so much to tell you. I was hit by a car and now Lewis has just surprised me with a trip to Vegas. I need you. Anyway, you can come over after work.
My head was whirling. What is my life? I had always dreamed of being swept away for a weekend, and now it was really happening. It was a lot different to how I imagined it would be. Lewis had timed our flight so that they would arrive around the same time. His from Miami, a few minutes before mine. He then instructed me to meet him in the American Express first class lounge. In my fantasy, he would be sitting and waiting, drink in hand. I would enter the room, we would lock eyes and smile at each other. Then I would pause for a second and he would stand. It would end with me running into his open arms and us embracing. Maybe he would have roses. In reality, however, this wasn't how it happened. Kelly had shown up to the apartment with every kind of bandage and painkiller under the sun to ease my pain. She had also suggested I wear a metal leg brace. None of these quick fixes were enough of a crutch to help me do all the walking one is required to do at airports. So, instead of me running into his longing and worked out arms, the reality was me being wheeled into the first class lounge pushed by an elderly gentleman with hearing aids named Mr. Bob. He wheeled me right up to Lewis. Surprise!
Hey, you. Oh, I didn't realize the accident was that bad.
God, he was handsome. He was fine. Swoon! Oh, it wasn't. I'll be all good to live it up in Vegas, I promise. I tried to pass off the fact that I was sitting in a wheelchair and had spent the last 50 minutes being wheeled around by Mr. Bob. Oh, Lewis, this is Mr. Bob. He's been extremely lovely and helpful, taking me wherever I wanted to go and waiting so patiently when I needed the bathroom. Oh, fuck me. Why did I just say that? And why did I have to shout it out so loud that everyone else heard it?
Pleasure to meet you. Thanks so much for looking after her for me.
He was so sexy and charming.
Pleasure's all mine. You're a lucky man. Miss Holly is a beautiful lady.
Lewis handed Mr. Bob a $20 bill so we could be on our way.
Enjoy your time here in Vegas.
With a fatherly manner, Mr. Bob waved us off. During our taxi ride, we talked all the way to our hotel. Lewis told me about his car accident, and I told him about mine. His was way worse. We pulled up to the Cosmopolitan Hotel. The second Lewis helped me out of the taxi, I could feel the electric Vegas energy from all of the activity that was happening on the Strip. Las Vegas has a different energy to New York. They are almost on the same frequency, but going in different directions. New York is fast-paced and intense, whereas Las Vegas is also fast-paced but more relaxed. Ironically, the stakes feel higher in NYC.
I hope you like our room. Oh, wait. Are you okay sharing a room?
Yes, of course. But don't expect anything to happen. Our room was amazing. We had a view of the Bellagio fountains. I had never seen them in person before and was completely mesmerized every time they would go off. I loved turning on the TV to hear their shows sync up with the music. Our room even had a hot tub that overlooked the fountains in all their glory. It was magical, pure epicness. They are magnificent. I don't think I'll ever get tired of them.
Well, you got 3 days to enjoy them. Here we are. Cheers.
Lewis handed me a glass of champagne. Cheers. I was grinning from ear to ear. I felt like the luckiest girl alive. Dinner was amazing. The food was good and the company was better. Lewis was the perfect gentleman. He made sure I was seated before he sat down, and he would stand up when I needed to use the bathroom. His manners were impeccable. They sure don't make many like him anymore. Kudos to his mother. After dinner, we strolled through some of the hotels, stopping for drinks along the way so I could rest my leg. The Bellagio Hotel was by far my favourite. I loved the walkthrough-themed indoor garden and the colourful glass decorations on the ceiling. I had never experienced anything like this before. We didn't head back to our room until 4 a.m. The fountains had finished hours before. As I got ready for bed, I started to get a little nervous about sharing the same bed with Lewis. Was he expecting me to sleep with him as a return payment for him paying for this trip? I wasn't sure if I was ready to have sex. Also, I didn't want having sex with him to be some sort of a deal. I'm sure there were some women that behave this way, but I wasn't like that. I had seen on his social media that he was always surrounded by women. Usually they were all tanned with fake breasts and pufferfish lips. He had a type. Wait, did I look like these women? Did I look like I hailed from an Eastern European mail order bride factory? Maybe I should shave my head and get some anti-patriarchy tattoos.
Everything okay?
I exited the bathroom wearing one of the robes provided by the hotel. The kind that is white with the hotel's name embroidered onto it, and the kind that you're not sure if it's a free gift to take home, like the slippers that match it. I was also wearing a cute nightie underneath. A cute, but not a throw me on the bed and penetrate me sort. Should I have been wearing a sexy negligee? I was almost so lost in my thoughts, I nearly forgot to respond to Lewis. Yes, good thanks. Tonight was amazing. Thank you. I took off the robe to reveal my nightwear. Lewis stood up and went into the bathroom to clean his teeth.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for accompanying me.
As he was in the bathroom, I saw my opportunity. In a childish and ridiculous manner, I started arranging the throw pillows on the bed to create some kind of divide between his side and mine. Lewis came out wearing nothing but his boxers. He was ripped. Wow. Wait, how had he maintained his abs whilst being in a coma?
What?
Everything okay, Holly?
He stared at the pillow arrangement. Mm-hmm. I said, smiling like an idiot.
You sure?
He raised his eyebrows at me. Yeah. Good night. I used the duvet to make a sort of cocoon so I was hidden from view. There was no way he could even go in for a handholding, let alone a canoodle.
Okay. Good night.
I closed my eyes and pretended to be asleep. I felt him get in next to me. He turned off the lights. I heard him sigh. When I woke up, Lewis was on the balcony with his laptop. I groaned, regretting my behavior before we had gone to bed. Oh, I blamed the alcohol. I went to the bathroom and checked my appearance and breath before heading out to say good morning. I knew I had to be honest about how I was feeling. Morning. How long have you been up for? I sat opposite him. The sun was hot and the Vegas Strip was quiet.
Just a couple of hours. How are you feeling?
He didn't look at me. Okay. Look, about last night.
It's okay. You don't need to explain anything.
I couldn't read him well enough to tell if he was being earnest. It's just, I freaked out. I wasn't sure if you were expecting me to sleep with you as payment for this trip, and it's not that I didn't want to, it's just...
Whoa. Holly, I mean, what do you mean as payment? I mean, I invited you here because I think you're incredible. And truthfully, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you since we met in Miami. Being in a hospital bed for weeks on end, man, you know, it gives you a lot of time to think about things. Like the future and what you want out of life and who you want to spend your time with. And I've thought about you a lot.
Our eyes locked in on each other. Really? Really had replaced oh. This is just what I wanted to hear. This is how it always played out in my head, but now it was really happening. Was I awake? Or having one of these weird and warped dreams that feel like reality?
Yeah, really. Oh, I would hate for you to feel pressured in any way.
He was being honest. He was a good guy. I looked at him. The sun was casting light over his scar that was above his right ear. I slowly stood up and moved toward him. I lifted his laptop from his lap and placed it on the table beside him. Then I sat in his lap, hoping I wasn't too heavy to handle, and kissed his scar softly. Then I kissed his lips, slowly, savoring them. It was a perfect kiss. Well, almost. Oh, how I wish the fountains had started at that moment.
Next time on FUNYC, Holly tries to role play with Pacino and measure up to Drew Barrymore while Arrow seeks some clarity.
You made up your mind yet?
FUNYC, an IDC production, starring Emily Eden. Written and created by Emily Eden. Sound design and engineering by Louis Fisher. Executive producer, Marcy Gilbert. Co-created, produced, and directed by Eric Wickstrom. Guest starring Mike Tricario, Tony Gannon, Jason Udoff, Amanda Bruton, Eric Wickstrom.